I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Last week, we reported on a proposed new tax on junk food and soda in Mexico. Well, consumers there better get ready to pay up. Last night, Mexico's Congress gave final approval to the fiscal reform bill that includes the new tax. And that wasn't the only controversial measure in the bill. Another provision will raise a sales tax in Mexico's border states. And that's highly unpopular with Mexican residents all along the U.S. border. In Baja California, the state where Tijuana is located, the anger has even fueled a secessionist movement. Veteran border reporter Sandra Dibble with the San Diego Union-Tribune explains how Baja residents will be impacted.
What it means is higher taxes for consumers. When you go buy goods, the sales tax has now gone from 11% to 16%, which is the national norm. Up to now, border regions have had to pay lower sales taxes.
So who's advocating against a hike in sales tax? I mean, it's coming up to the national norm, so why should they disagree with that?
Oh, I think the rejection of this is widespread, not just in Baja California, but in all of Mexico's border regions. In Baja California, the governor, the mayor-elect, all the major business organizations are staunchly against this increase. And they're saying is, look, we are right up against the U.S. border. We are competing with one of the biggest economies in the world. We are not the same as Oaxaca or Chiapas. Our consumers can just cross and go to the United States for lower prices, and this will be the effect of the increase in sales tax.
That sounds kind of like a threat.
No, there's just a lot of anger, and I think people are just trying to figure out, well, what can we do now? It's a done deal. The tax reform has passed. So I know this weekend there's going to be marches and demonstrations. They're talking about possible legal actions, if there's any possibilities of that. And then, you know, there's a sort of secession movement.
What's going on with that? Because it's got a Facebook page. It's gained over 130,000 followers since launching less than a month ago.
I think it's just a measure of how people are feeling about this. I don't think at this point it's a really serious secession movement. I don't think anyone's taken legal action. And there's nobody knows who exactly is behind this Facebook page, but a lot of people are liking it.
Mm. And is secession a new idea in Baja, or has anybody kind of flirted with it in the past?
Well, since I've been here, like since the mid-90s, I've never heard it. But I think there's been this longstanding feeling on the northern border that, look, we're a different region. Central Mexico doesn't understand us. They've never understood us. And here's one more example.
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, do people in Baja mentally feel significantly different from the rest of Mexico?
I think they do when you listen even to the governor this week saying, you know, we are different. We're right next to California. We are extremely hardworking. We have to compete day after day with the United States. We get all the deportees that come from the United States. We get all the immigrants from the other parts of Mexico. We are a different region. We offer hope to a lot of Mexico, and we're also sort of an escape valve for people in poorer regions who have come here to find work and hope for the future.
Can the residents and lawmakers of Baja really convince the government to go back on this fiscal reform bill, at least for them?
No. I mean, it sounds like it's a done deal. It seems to me like maybe the only hope is legal action, and that's what people are talking about now.
Reporter Sandra Dibble with the San Diego Union-Tribune. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.